Let's go over the standard New Year's resolutions. There's the old favorite, that chestnut. I got to lose 20, 30 pounds. Then there's the be a better person. But there are some other resolutions you should consider as well.
Washington Examiner wine columnist Scott Greenberg joins us now with our wine of the week. So you've got a few resolutions, Scott, we should think about tacking onto our list. What's the biggest one?
My biggest one this year, it's going to be using the right glass for the appropriate style of wine.
Ah.
I want to really match the shape and size of the bowl with the type of wine that I'm drinking in. And for example, aromatic red wines, they require a large bowl that tapers down to a medium opening, giving them, you know, a lot of room for the wine to come into contact with air. So it really builds up that bouquet, and you can get your nose in. Well, I can get my nose in there and really enjoy the wine. And I'm going to try the O Series from Riedel this year. It's got the same bowl that are found on traditional long-stem glasses, but we're going to go stemless this year because, one, I'm a klutz, and I'm constantly snapping these things off whenever I try to wash them. And secondly, they fit great in the dishwasher, so they're just going to be really easy to use this year. A set of two should run you for about $25 for a set of two for Cabernet Merlot, and they come in bowl sizes for all other varietals. So they're really great, and we're just going to try to build up our stemless lineup this year.
Yes, go stemless in 2012. Now,
absolutely.
Tomorrow night, a lot of people are going to be holding that glass of champagne. It's not a regular thing for folks year-round. You say maybe it should be.
I think so. Champagne's great. I love it for a special occasion. So why not for not so special occasion? It goes great with just about everything, including seafood, Asian cuisine, and, of course, dessert. And good champagne doesn't have to break the bank. I think a great non-vintage champagne out there is the non-vintage Jean Laurent Blanc de Blanc from Champagne. It's darn good bubbly for the price. The nose of gardenias, toasted hazelnuts, just enough to get your palate ready for full, lush flavors of buttered toast and green apple. So the next time I decide to shuck a few oysters for dinner, it's going to be preceded by the very distinctive pop of this champagne cork.
Okay.
$39, it's a great buy.
And before we let you go, what about taking some risks? It's easy to pick up something you've had before. Is it worth trying something new?
I'm going to try this year. I'm really going to try to try wines from the road less traveled. You know, once a week I'm going to try a wine just for the heck of it that I probably normally wouldn't reach for. For example, from the steep slopes of the Priorat region of Spain comes the 2008 Onyx Priorat Classic. Now, this is made by a small group of cooperatives called La Vinicola. It's a beautiful red wine made from equal parts of Carignan and Grenache, which we call Grenache here, and it's been sourced from vines that are over 60 years old and then vinified without any oak at all. I love the aromas of wet stone and black cherry. They dominate the bouquet, and then flavors of dark plum and licorice and Asian spices. They fill out a really savory mouthfeel, and the spicy finish is smooth along, and it's a really nice value at $19. So I'm going to step off the curb and try some wines from areas that I probably normally wouldn't.
Good idea. Happy New Year, Scott. Thanks for everything this year.
Happy New Year, Dimitri. Happy New Year, Rosemary.
That's Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's wine recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.